Now to Eastern Europe, where Russian military forces are continuing to advance along Ukraine's eastern border. Tens of thousands of Ukrainians have fled cities and towns there, but many are staying, for now. NPR's Emily Fang reports from eastern Ukraine.
We meet Mikhail here, on a train platform in the Ukrainian town of Pokrovsk. His arm is around his wife. They've just said goodbye to her son, who's taken a daily train evacuating residents.
Two bombs flew into the yard in April. One detonated. The second didn't explode. It was at night. Thank God no one stepped on it.
This is not new for Mikhail. Ask Ukrainians like him and they'll tell you. The war with Russia didn't begin on February 24th when Russian troops began advancing on Kyiv. They'll say the war began 8 years earlier, in 2014, when Russia annexed Crimea and invaded Ukraine's eastern Donbas region.
My flat in Donetsk was bombed. The Russians took my garage. Everything is bad there.
So in 2015, Mikhail fled. And he got a second chance in Pokrovsk, where he met his wife 1 year after fleeing. But now, Russian soldiers are inching closer to his new home. Pokrovsk is one of the next towns on their warpath. But Mikhail doesn't want to be made a refugee twice over, so he's staying put this time. We're only using people's first names in the story because they're afraid Russian soldiers could identify them if they capture the territory.
Back then in 2015, when we heard the shelling, we'd instinctively crouch. We still do, but we got used to the shelling. I'm not as scared anymore. When it ends, we just stand back up and continue working.
Outside the town's church, people still mill about. Many are from the nearby cities of Slovyansk and Kramatorsk, where shelling is more intense. We meet Svetlana, leisurely chain-smoking on a park bench, indifferent to the war. In 2014, she left the East and the war there to live in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. This time, however, she's not budging.
Home is home. The walls will protect me. I will only leave if the entire city becomes a dumpster fire.
Would you stay if the Russians come? My producer Katya asks.
We would survive. People in the Russian-backed separatist republics have survived. What else would we do?
People here had been toughened by 8 years of war, and for many, their only goal is survival. Emily Fang, NPR News, Pokrovsk, Ukraine.